It's a Panthers pre-game podcast here on Panthers Radio. We're going to look ahead to what a big weekend. Cardiff on the road for the Panthers on Saturday and reflect on two really interesting games last weekend. Another big crowd in the building for the game against Guildford last Friday. Of course, a 7-4 victory for the Panthers. Then a 4-0 shutout of Manchester Storm on the road in Altrincham. And we'll touch on all things Panthers throughout the evening. Jono Bullard and Dan Green join us. So welcome, Jono and Greener.
Evening.
Ken Feast is with us. Can't see where he is. It's nice to get Ken on a pre-game podcast. I feel he's not been with us. There you go. Late entry, Ken.
I'm here.
Welcome back to the pre-game podcast. It feels a while since you've graced us. But you had your snake racing, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's peak snake racing season this time of year. So we're right into the middle of the peak part of the season. So apologies. Lots of clashes.
Yeah,
lots of,
I spoke with the organisers. They said you'd got the best and biggest snake. So I wonder whether it won.
Well, you know, it's not always the best and biggest. You know that.
So, guys, let's we'll look ahead very shortly indeed. But let's reflect. Let's go to Friday. You know what? I'm going to start with you, Jono, because in the absence of, you know, let's be honest, Jono is the second best stato. Who was it? Ken, you were telling us that
Sam's taken the stat.
Yeah, yes. Sam won. Yeah,
and then TSGG gone.
Yeah, gone. So he's second. Jono, you'll have to be third in the stats rankings. Just the way it is. You can't outstato Chris Gadsby. I know you try very hard. But anyway, you did get some really good stats. The scoring in bunches stat was fabulous, you know, and they just have that ability. And you looked at how they scored maybe two goals in a short space of time, but to score four in 100 seconds was pretty insane. When this team turns it on, they really do turn it on, don't they, Jono?
Yeah, they really build on momentum. And they did it on Sunday night against Manchester. I know we'll come to that a little later, but two goals in a couple of minutes or so, a couple of times. So I think that's 20 times now in 44 games over the season that Panthers have scored two goals in sort of two and a half minutes or more. That on Friday night, though, was something else. Four goals in 100 seconds or a minute and 40 in old money. Just phenomenal. Just taking the momentum in the building. And it was something Danny Stewart mentioned in his post-game interview about how the crowd helps, how the noise, the momentum that it gives the players. And it just sort of lifts them, builds them. And we're seeing it, and we've seen it every game. I think it's seven games in a row now that Panthers have managed to score two or more goals in a very short space of time. So they're really, really building on the momentum of scoring goals and then going straight and scoring another one. And the thing is, the way it's done, and especially the way it was done on Friday, it wins the game. That made it 7-2, and it was game over from that point.
Well, it's a good point, Jono, because, you know, I think everyone connected with the Panthers, the players afterwards, Danny Stewart, and you guys talked about in the post-game podcast. It's not a great performance. You take away that 100 seconds and the four goals, you know, that's probably not making the top 10, top 15 performances of the season. Greener, you know, when a team has that ability, I mean, that's a good sign. You guys commentated on it. I heard you touching afterwards saying that, you know, Guildford will probably, you know, Guildford were, I mean, let me think back. The game was what, 3-2? Somehow we got an early goal. And then I felt Guildford dominated 7 or 8 minutes there. And we were creaking. And then, boom, four goals in 100 seconds. Guildford can feel hard done by, I think. Well, you say hard done by, I mean, you know, they did go to pot defensively, and we were just pretty phenomenal for those times. But I guess my question to you, Greener, actually, I'm going to kind of reshape it how I was going to originally ask it. Do you think, you know, as you're the one who's played at a professional level, do the players kind of, you know, that they're scoring in bunches so often, has it become like a habit which they just like, it, you know, that they so much like, It's not just luck, is it? What I'm trying to say, that it's happening once or twice. It's happening time and time again. So once they get that one goal, there's obviously that inner belief that two or three can follow quickly.
Yeah, and I think like historically in that building, like even before I played here, you knew that coming into Nottingham, if you let a goal in or one or two goals early, the game could be over in a few minutes. Like I remember every time we came to Nottingham, it was like you have to keep it close. You can't let them because the noise in the building and the momentum.
Is
But
that
I
what a
feel like
coach would
that's
say? Is that what like an opposition coach would probably say?
yeah, it would be like, keep it close, keep it really tight early. First 10 minutes, doesn't matter if we score or not, but just do not let them get momentum. And you've seen it with teams like Coventry did it. Oh, Villa have scored. Coventry did it, and they just, I think Glasgow did it the first time they came a couple of weeks ago, where they stifle you and they take the crowd out of it. And the crowd kind of works both ways. When you score, it obviously lifts the roof off, but if the Panthers don't score for a bit, it does go very quiet and it really helps the opposition. So, but yeah, I mean, going back to your previous point, I just think this is the first year for about 4 or 5 years where I've felt that we're never out of a game. Like, maybe before in years, if we go a couple down or it's 3-1, you think like, oh, it's going to be a long road back here. But, we've seen it this year. If we go down by two or we're down by two late, I always feel like, and I think there's that belief that as soon as we get one, we'll get a minimum of two or three quite quickly. And you can just see the momentum and the tide change so quickly. And they've just really used it to their advantage this year.
Ken, you're closer than nearly anyone, in your little palace there, just at the penalty bench. What's it feel like down there? I mean, you're the man full of energy, but do you not only, you feed off the players, you feed off the crowd. This season, to me, as somebody who, sits in a box or stands behind the goal, the energy in the building from players and fans is insane.
Yeah, you make a good point, Chris. I mean, I
Thank
am
you.
close to the action, and I've described it before many times. Probably if you look back through things I've said or whatever, I describe it like you can feel the energy, and it, you can. It's like a ball of energy, and if it's there, as Greener says, you just get the sense it's only a matter of time. We will score. We will, like a few reflections for me. So the last time I probably felt the way I have in the last few weeks about this Panthers team was probably back in 2013-14 when we did what we did. You could go into a third period, and Green will probably back me up, and probably Jono and you as well. You could go into a third period, two goals adrift, and you thought, well, we will peak in this third period, and we will do it. We'll pull this back because our conditioning and the way we play was just, you just felt like we would do it, and we just pull the game back. And I think I get that same sort of sense. And I think the way that the Guildford game at home is obviously a good example. Those four goals in 100 seconds, we won in spite of not having a good game. And Guildford could be feel hard done to, thinking, well, if it wasn't for that spell, they were right in that game, and it wasn't our best game, but we found a way to win. We had that, obviously. We've had that a couple of times. We had it away in Coventry. We had it away in, sorry, at home Coventry, and then away in Fife, was it? I think we had a similar sort of scenario. It wasn't until the final 5 to 8 minutes of the game where we actually really just went almost like found two more gears, and just from the other team being, thinking, well, we're in with a shout here, we just extinguished that hope. And bearing in mind, this is the Guildford Flame teams that have then. The team that got then gone on and beat Sheffield 6-2, currently live scoring in Coventry. It's they're losing 3-1. So there's that. It's the whole thing. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but what I'm trying to say is, I just got a lot more confident. I don't lose the confidence where last year, obviously, lots of things went on and lots of things going around, but. We could play actually really well and come out on the losing end of a game last year. And this year, flipped that on its head and found a way to win, even when we've not as a team, maybe that you'd reflect and say, well, that wasn't the greatest team performance for 60 minutes, but we found a way.
There's so many positives at the moment, Jono. It seems unfair to kind of single out one, but I'm going to be, you know, and I think we all know where the question for Green is going to go because he's going to have his netminder hat on. But Cooper Zek at the moment is unreal. I mean, you'd think teams would watch the video and not let him step into that left circle to score three identical goals, and then the fourth one be a little bit close. So I mean, you know, he goes from the top of the left circle for the first three and skates in. Second one was a great pass from Sam Herr at the bottom of the left circle. But that guy is showing everything and more, isn't he? Like, you know, when he started the season, we had a short span of him, but you could tell he was good. We missed him. You can tell that we missed him while he was out of the lineup. And now, you know, some of his plays, not just his shooting, but you know, his passing. And I noted that you pulled up. I hadn't noted that pass from him that sent Fossier clear to Seth Sam Herr. And I don't know what the criteria is for the goal of the week. Often, normally it's a belter, but I would suggest that those that make that decision probably put down one of those factors as well. You know, his offensive side, I don't think we've seen a better offensive D-man at the club since Weaver.
Yeah, I
Is
think
he the best thing to Weaver?
that's a really good shout. Yeah, I would probably say so. He's and the thing is, since he come back, it's noticeable how much more offensively minded the D has become. You've got Jean-Paul Gorat, who's been scoring a few points. Davis Buns was on a 3-game point streak going into Friday's game. But Cooper's been sensational the past few games. He's got on the score sheet, three goals, pretty much identical as you've already said, and then a great finish from that pass from Sam Herr for his second goal on Friday night. But yeah, that pass was world class for me. Because the thing is, if he doesn't complete that pass, it doesn't happen. And it's the way that he passed it. He chipped it, but it's so perfectly weighted that Mitch Fossier doesn't even have to break stride. So it's onto Fossier's stick. He puts another fantastic pass across to Sam Herr, and Sam Herr can't miss. And it was just a beautifully worked goal. Rightfully goal of the week for me. I mean, I'm going to say that because I'm probably a little bit biased, but of all the ones that were shown on there, it was by far the best goal. But I think it was more about the build up rather than the finish. As good as the finish was, that initial pass from Zeck and then the pass across from Fossier, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a type of pass in football that, you know, like a striker would just dream of running onto. Obviously, it was a forward that passed to a man at the back door. But yeah, I say I did not spot it at the time, but looking back, absolutely sublime. Greener, I feel like we're talking about Jason Grande every week. I don't think it's the first time we touched on him with you, but that just shows how well he's doing. And you know, for he just
Can I
continues.
just say it's 3-3 now,
Is
according
it?
to Guildford? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd
Sorry.
forgotten about that one. I was getting all tied up in the Champions League and the format there that I thought was a load of garbage. And it's actually exciting, although I think Man City Greener are now going through because they're winning, aren't they? But
City are up 2-1. Villa are winning 3-2, but they just got a penalty. And as Ollie Watkins ran up to take it, he slipped and just fired the ball into the crowd.
oh
This
dear.
podcast covers the best, the depth in all sport that's going
Oh
on. By
yeah.
the time people listen to it, it's only going to be like
Yeah.
3 or 4 days
Oh
out of date
yeah.
maximum.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we don't can't no one can complain about any spoilers, can they? It's just like, you know, we're
That
talking about things from the past.
reminds me, we need to go and update the
I mean, we do, yeah. 60p
hotline.
a minute. I'm sure I've touched on that. I used to update hotlines as well. I used to update all the clubs. So I work with Gary on them. And so I would update the Slough Jets hotline. And I kid you not, I think.
The only reason I got away with the incident all those years ago with Newcastle is because Gary didn't see it, because he was in the top of the concourse. So when it
Yeah.
all kicked off and happened, he didn't see it because he'd go into that corridor behind the boxes and he'd update his hotline before he
Yeah.
then went probably got his cup of tea or whatever. And it was only because he didn't hear it what had happened, and I think that's probably the only reason I survived that incident.
You apologize. For those that don't know, then you'll just have to maybe find out. We'll tell it one
But
night. We'll tell it in one night in salt box, won't we, or something like that. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Ken actually talks about a very old episode of Cats Whiskers TV where when he was on, probably about 10 years ago, something like that.
Yeah,
So it's all on there.
if you know those who know, Chris,
No.
no,
Yeah,
and
if you
those
know.
would if you know, you know, and if you don't, it's a long time ago.
You know why? You know why? It's one of those things. It wasn't that bad, mate. It wasn't that bad. You could have
Can
done
you
worse.
imagine now, though, today, if that'd have been like
Yeah.
that'd have been full cancellation, that one.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right, eh? We
I
got
need to hear the
sidetracked
story.
there. What do you say, Greener?
I need to hear this story.
Okay. I feel like when you hear it, you might know.
Guildford have scored 4-3.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my goodness. That the more Kevin Moore is not going to be happy right now.
Are you watching?
They
Are you
so
watching it live, or have you just got the scores?
I've got this room. What you can't see is there's just TV screens with all the sport.
With all this
I've got
water on.
Malaysia. I've got Malaysian locust wrestling going on this screen over here. I've
Yeah.
got Guildford Flames, Coventry Blaze. I've got everything, sport all around the world.
Yeah.
Celtic.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I was watching it. Greener. We got really sidetracked there. That was the biggest sidetrack moment for a while. Jason Grande, right? That guy walks into the Panthers and probably thinks, I'm going to be back up. I'm going to fight for my place. I might get the odd game, but obviously I'm going to take my time to bed in. And he's immediately, not only has he played his part, he got his first shutout in Manchester. And you can see that the team, you know what, sometimes you have a change of goalie and it might take the team a while to get used to him, but this team are used to this guy already. I mean, it's a small sample size, but he's got the best save percentage, he's got the best goals against. I mean, if it hadn't been for the four against Guildford, I feel like his save percentage might be 95 plus. So it's insanely good. When you're a goalie, Greener, and you come to new surroundings, how important is it to get off to a good start? That's massive, surely.
Yeah, it's huge. I think especially somewhere here, obviously there's a lot of pressure, to play well here. And I also think, you're on a very good team, and the team was on a good run when he came. And also you're filling, someone like Ryan Bednar's shoes. That's a huge, he's been so good. Even if Grande was like a little bit off, it would have shown massively. But no, all credit to him. He's come in. He's had to come into games midway through. He's played in some difficult buildings. And, like me and Jono say, there's been two or three games where it's looked kind of comfortable in the end, but he's kind of kept us in it when he's needed to. And then we've obviously ended up winning by a few more. But, I didn't see any of the games Sunday, but obviously, it looks quite comfortable for nothing. But I'm sure it wasn't at times. And he's made some huge saves, but and the fact that he's come in having not really played and then played so many games in a row. I mean, he must have started five, six, seven
Six
games in a
now,
row now. So,
yeah.
yeah, he's been thrown in, and yeah, no, he's been amazing. So yeah, Danny has a huge decision to make this weekend, I'm sure.
I was going to ask you a question, Ken, but before that, is your hand up for an interesting point?
No, I was just going to say on the Grande point. So he's taking that net at the moment, and he's the guy, he's the man. And as we go into that game against, we've got one game this weekend, Cardiff Devils, and that is a huge game. And let's say Grande gets the start this weekend, that's his opportunity to do it over one of the top four clubs.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think. Yeah, he's for me, he's just such a it's just workmanlike. He just
Yeah.
does the basics really, really well. He's just a good shot stopper, and I think he's come in and he's, like I say, come into an established team midway through the season. Bedsy, been playing out of his skin, and then the injury happens, and all of a sudden he finds himself in that position. And I think he's done outstandingly well.
And you know what also has impressed me? And you know, Jono, I'll come to you for this one. Both our netminders, well, all three netminders, because Hunter Vorver showed some signs that he was going to be a phenomenal backup. We know, again, a small sample size of him. But there's not many games you can say that your netminders had bad games. And what I'm thinking back to, ironically, is two, you know, if there's two games where I look back and think, could the netminder's been a bit better? And this isn't a slight on the netminder. Everyone's going to have a night off. This is actually a positive question, Jono. But if you think back to the Guildford game where we scored, again, it's Guildford, 4 in 6 minutes to win that game, 6-4. Bedsy probably didn't have his best night. You know, Ryan, Jason Grande against Guildford. Again, I mean, looking back, I don't think many are really can't point the finger of blame, but he still let in four. But the point is, when the netminder lets in four, you need some hope. So the amount of times that Bedsy stood on his head and won a game for us, you know, plenty of times, and Grande's, you know, done phenomenal. So the long-winded way I am getting round to this, I'm saying is that, like, you know, you needed the forwards to come up good in those games because your netminder's given up four, and they did. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, what's showing good quality about this side is, you know, the netminders have got some of the best stats in the league. We've got what, the second stingiest defence in the league, I think. And I think now we're joint second top scorers as well. But the point is, if one end doesn't fire, the other is. And that is a key asset to a successful side.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing about the scoring as well is the depth scoring. We're getting contributions from all the lines as far as scoring goes. But I think it's the fact that the team also have the confidence in whoever is between the pipes that particular night is going to give us a massive chance to win the game. And I think that's what's happening. I mean, as the old saying goes, doesn't it? Defense wins championships, and our netminding and defense have been absolutely outstanding. We are currently just looking about what you said about the defense, joint best defense in the league with Belfast, averaging 2.3 goals against a game. With Belfast the same, and then it's Cardiff in third on 2.42 a game. So yeah, the defense and netminding has been absolutely sensational this season. Forward's been great as well, but I think it's at the back end where we really have shone.
Ken touched greener. Ken touched on about going to Cardiff and a big night for Jason Grande and obviously a big night for the Panthers because you know they're reeling Cardiff in. Belfast are a bit further away at the moment, but certainly a win for Panthers on Saturday and they're a leap above Cardiff Devils, of course. What's the key for a netminder to go and win a game in a building like that where the fans can be, you know, like Nottingham, they can be loud, a bit smaller. The Nottingham, obviously, what's the key for maybe not just a netminder, but for Panthers to go in and win that game?
Yeah, I think it is quite a lot like our rink in that regard. I think it, and they kind of do a similar thing to us. They seem to score in bunches. You know, they'll be maybe losing to a kind of lower ranked team or maybe not playing as well, but they'll just something will happen. They'll score, and then all of a sudden they'll just blow the team out by kind of three or four, kind of like us. So I think it's very similar. I think. We can't take penalties against them. I'm sure Jono can tell me, but every time I see them or read about them, it seems like they score a lot on the power play. They're a very deep team, a very fast team. They're pretty much a mirror image of us, I would say. They've got a lot of the same. You know, they've got Fournier, we've got Zek. They're pretty deep up front. They've got sort of three lines that can score. I think staying out the box is huge, and I think it's just those momentum swings. You know. Even though we can always outscore our problems, it seems like, you know, you can't go down there and let in two quick goals because the Cardiff are just too good defensively. You just won't get a chance to get them back. So it's special teams, goaltending. But I think just having that one game really helps. You know, you just got one game, one team to focus on, go there Saturday, get that done. And then they've obviously got a few days off afterwards. So yeah, massive game. But, you know, obviously, Cardiff are in good form coming off that Continental Cup win. So it'll be, you know, two of the informed teams in the league going head to head.
And I wonder how important you think it is to kind of reel the Devils in. I mean, obviously, let's not forget, after a great start in the Challenge Cup, Panthers then started the league campaign and it was probably average, we'll all be honest. And at one stage, I think there was seventh or eighth, weren't we? But obviously, we've slowly, not slowly, I mean, we literally then burnt out of the blocks and just a couple of losses since, really, in this run of form. At home, obviously on the road, we lost a few, didn't we, to Belfast and to Cardiff. But yeah, I mean, if Panthers could win to go second in the table, that's a massive statement from this Panthers team.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and it's a great chance with one game on the weekend to go and concentrate on doing that. And I think a few reflections, I guess, if you look back earlier on in the season, obviously we were missing Zek for a period. Obviously, we didn't have Fossier. Both of those guys a point a game. If you go back to previous games that were close, maybe with those in the lineup, it's a different story. And all we can do, in my opinion, is concentrate on the next game we've got and beating the side that's in front of us. We can't worry about what Belfast's doing. We can't worry about what Sheffield's doing. We can't worry about what Guildford's doing. Can't worry about what Cardiff's doing. We can just worry about the game in front of us and how we prep and plan for that. And I think that's very much how I expect, Danny and Linton and the leaders in the room, the ACs and Cs will approach the games. And I think you've got a buzz about the dressing room. It's a good group, and we've got some momentum both at home and hopefully take some of that on the road as well. So that for me is the key. It's concentrating game by game and not worrying about what anyone else is doing. Other things will happen. The league is what it is. It's tight. It's competitive. Just watching the results going on in. Well, it's now 6-3 in Coventry. So,
Wow, yeah.
yeah. So
It's over
that's
there.
got
Lewis Hawk there, empty net. That one's done, isn't it?
so that's five. So it's 1-1 first period, 2-0 Cov and well, 2-0 second period, 5-0 third period for Guildford, and final score. Well,
Wow.
it's currently, yeah, more or less final score 6-3 Guildford. So you can't worry about any of that. You just got to concentrate on what you got ahead of you. And that night, that game, dialing in for 60 minutes, score, playing with depth. And yeah, that's it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to jump ahead and I'm going to kind of take it three games in advance. So I'm not taking this one game at a time, but I want to talk about the upcoming home game in what, a week and a bit on the Sunday, so I can get this little.
It's nearly sold out that already, hasn't
It's
it?
insane. Yeah, that game's probably going to, just like that Coventry game recently, that game should sell out probably back end of the next week. Even the Coventry game, which is what, 2 and a bit weeks on Saturday, you look at
That'll
the
be
ticket though.
by the Monday following
Yeah.
the that'll be sold out again. And then
Yeah.
I think we'll comfortably sell out the next few games.
The Wednesday, the Challenge Cup tickets sales, they went on sale what, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Sold it. There was 1,000 tickets sold
Yeah.
in the first day. 1,000 tickets sold.
And fan genuinely fans like listening and people like word of mouth and tech. That is, people need to watch that because I think for a while it's been like, well, we'll get it. No, you need to get your tickets, get them
Yeah, a
bought,
thousand tickets.
especially if you need tickets together. If you need
Yeah,
tickets
yeah,
like
yeah.
two, three together,
You have to, yeah.
without a doubt.
But 1,000 tickets for, I know it's a cup semi-final second leg. It's attractive, and fair play to the management. Ticket prices were absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, all in, it was already in. Biggest thing, the amount of people that don't know what all in means does baffle me, but there you go. But yeah, all in means all in. £9 for season ticket holders, £9 in bronze. There was some absolutely phenomenal ticket prices. Totally lost my point. Where, anyone remember where I was going?
You were talking
You
about the
stuck.
game, the next game, or what you've
Oh,
got in
Jono,
three
when you get
game
the
time.
dig in. Yeah, the digging at you, Jono. Glasgow at home. Make sure you're not too positive about the Panthers, aren't you, Greener?
Yeah,
We're 2-0 up
I
after
can't.
5
Yeah,
minutes.
we can't say Panthers are dominating when they're dominating.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. No. You can't do it.
Can't
Don't
do
do
it.
that,
It's
mate.
just too biased. Just can't say what's going on in front of you, of course. You know, even when the head coach of the team says, and I quote, "Nottingham kicked our ass,"
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But
So,
yeah,
yeah,
can't say that. No.
be mindful, not you know. But you know, being honest, you guys caught it as it is. You know, I watched back your commentary,
Yeah.
and you know,
We were dominating the game. We were well on top. Well, what are we supposed to say?
yeah. And if it's the other way around, you know, I've
Yeah,
listened
we'll, and
to
if
guys.
it's the other way around,
Yeah,
we'd say it the other way around.
Jono, I've even heard you tell me that a Sheffield Steelers goal is a good goal. So that sums it up there. If you know what I mean? You probably said it through gritted teeth. You
steady
said it,
on.
but there's a
No,
serious. Go first,
if
Jono.
it's a if a team is playing well, if there's a good goal, if there's a good, and there was a great pass in the second period of that game by a Glasgow player. I think it was Perkisic, but Tan is. Oh, I can't remember his name, but he went
Oh
through
yeah,
and hit the
the
post.
goalie played it up, and he just like touched it
Yeah,
onto him for a breakaway, didn't he?
and it was played it around the corner, and we said that was a beautiful move. And the thing is, if you call it as you see it, and if I just don't understand why fans think you're going to say that their team is absolutely brilliant when they're not playing absolutely brilliant. You know, what are we supposed to do?
No. But there was a serious reason. That was just a way to link to my point, just because I heard, actually, I don't know whether you heard it, but I heard a very good podcast the other day that talked about the commentators and
Oh,
where
my fa my fancy Zamboni. Yes,
yeah, and
I had to listen to it.
I thought it was really good. And also as well, I thought it was great because touched on different people's styles, and on all 10 different webcasts, I think have, you know, their own unique selling points where one will offer you something and another will offer you another. But I'm going down a sidetrack and we haven't got long left. But if you do get a chance to listen to that chat about commentators, I think it's really
Yeah,
interesting.
because Gareth Hewish is on it, who's the Cardiff
Yeah.
Devils
And
main
Gareth was,
commentator, and
yeah, and
he was
that.
and he really put the points across brilliantly about what it's like to commentate.
And I
And
agree. And that
yeah,
was kind of where
it's
my
well
point
worth a
was
lesson.
going. Yeah. My point was where he said he's not a stats man. He thinks it's, you know, and that would be me. I feel like that. I feel like when I commentate a game, I want to tell the story of a game. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. It's one for another time. Let's put it on the list. My point was, Jono, why I wanted to talk about Glasgow, I wanted to talk about the amazing crowds. We've done that with Ken. But the home form as well. You threw out some stats about the home form. The home form has been phenomenal and one of the keys to why Panthers are where they are.
Yeah, I think we've lost three home games in the league all season, which is one. Belfast have only lost two, so we're second to Belfast in home form. But I think we're at 0.81 at home. I think it's 26 points from 32 available,
And Danny
which
Stewart
is
said he wanted it to be a fortress, and that's one of the things he said in one of his first
it
things.
is. It has become a fortress. And that's the I think we the last time we haven't lost at home since the 28th of December, so over a month since we lost at home. Yeah, the home form has been good, but the away form has also been good. I mean, look at that performance on Sunday. We 4-0. That's a second 4-0 victory away in Manchester on Sunday night. But yeah, home form brilliant, away form really good as well. You know, this. There's a lot to be positive about and a lot to be excited about with this team. And, you know, it's great. It's just so nice to feel like this. It's so nice to have this sort of positive mindset with regarding the Panthers. It's a great feeling.
I mean, just finally, how long we got? We've got a few minutes, you know, Ken. I know we kind of touched on it before, but obviously, you know, this club went through some tough times, you know, last season for understandable reasons. And then a couple of years ago, obviously, you know, we finished seventh that year and there was some particularly tough performances at home, you know, that under, you know, Gary Graham started that season, didn't he? And you know, we had some particularly big blowouts against Dundee. I feel like we lost at home in a weekend, maybe on a Saturday and a Sunday to Dundee and Manchester, or maybe Monday and Sunday and a Wednesday. There was, you know, right now it's a fun play that, you know, like I said, we touched on it, but not just in performances and not just in crowd and noise, but it's just a fun place to come and watch hockey, Ken.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I think we've said, you know, the buzz behind the scenes as well, and just
Brilliant.
that, you know, because there's a lot of people working really, really hard behind the scenes to keep all the wheels in motion, you know, from everything from, you know, making sure that the guys are turned out right in the kit, and to the media content, to the show, to the off ice officials, to the, you know, every, you know,
50-50
50
volunteers, all of
sellers,
them, everyone.
volunteers, everybody from top to bottom who puts in that effort behind the scenes to then, and has that to then have the buzz out on the ice as well. It's just really exciting to just come, and it's a privilege to be part of.
And just finally, we've got about 90 seconds. How good was it to give away the biggest cash prize
Oh
in
my
Panthers
goodness,
history?
that was incredible. And yeah, the stars did align. If you've not read the
The
article about that,
article.
you need to read it, because it's got so many, there's so many like just coincidences and alignment on that in terms of dates, scores, whatever.
We have some fun with preparing that one, Ken. You take a lot of credit for the first bits of that, but yeah. Well, and
Well,
the second time that they got the winning ticket in 3 weeks, that's
but
unbelievable.
I,
Three
what I've
games, sorry.
heard, and I probably, I don't know, I've heard we'll be starting the vault at a higher number. That's what I've heard.
I've heard that
So
rumor too. Yeah.
I've lobbied,
Yeah.
and I think they've listened. So I
Yeah.
think we're starting at a higher figure with a new game board.
We better go.
Get your
But
vault tickets.
get your tickets. But that was great. It was such a brilliant moment. I was so pleased for the family. Anyway, Jono Greener and Ken Feast, thanks a lot. We'll see you. Well, we might be back next week unless Jono's doing line dancing and Ken's doing snake racing and Greener's probably watching Tottenham. But we'll speak to you again soon.